Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says that the U.S.-led airstrikes in Syria are illegal because they were not approved by or coordinated with Damascus. Rouhani added that launching airstrikes in a country must be carried out either based on the U.N. Security Council's approval or that country's official request. Otherwise, Rouhani said, the airstrikes could be considered as aggression. The Iranian president was speaking with several news editors in New York on the sidelines of the U.N. General Assembly meeting. Rouhani described as ambiguous efforts to simultaneously combat terrorists and support groups to fight the government in Syria. He said the first step to fight terrorism in Syria should be restoring stability there through helping the government, even if its performance is criticized. Daniel Patrick Welch is a political commentator who joins us from Boston to share his thoughts about what Iran's president has said. Well, Daniel Patrick Welch, Iran's president here is talking about the sovereignty of a nation. And if these strikes that have been coordinated, U.S.-led, involving some regional countries, does not have a U.N. mandate in particular, that they're considered illegal.
Well, that's exactly right. I would go a step further and say that it's a planned act of aggression that's been in the works for a long time. And this is just a backdoor entry to this reality. The U.S. has been planning an act of aggression from the air on Syria for years. And they use this ISIS boogeyman to carry it out.
Now, of course, you know, we can talk about a country that's far away from the region and saying, well, why should Iran say that? But, you know, Iran is surrounded by the U.S. and its bases in the region. We could talk about Bahrain. Right. We could talk about Iraq. We could talk about Afghanistan on the other side. So there is obviously cause for concern. Do you think, and this question has come about often, that the U.S. may be using this as a pretext, this fight against the ISIL, as a pretext to actually go after Assad and have him ousted?
It's not a pretext at all. It is plan A. And Rouhani is right to be concerned. And when you talk about distance from Syria, well, how about the United States, which is 10,000 miles away? You know, they're pursuing their own agenda. You can see it in, it's not ambiguous. There's no ambiguity at all. Not only did they train and create ISIS, but they are openly supporting other so-called moderate rebels who have exactly this goal, which is to topple the elected government in Syria. It is an act of aggression and threatens not only Al-Assad, but Iran, China, Russia. It is a shot across the bow of their global war on terror, which was the same thing as the global war on drugs, just a backdoor or a trapdoor to illegal covert operations that they can't force through the UN Security Council, even though they have so much control there.